This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And I feel like tonight is going to be an extra special night. And let me explain why. I've obviously... You know it's Tuesday, so that means we have Boris Rifkin, our communist expert, coming up an hour and a half from now. There's, of course, budget talk, AOC talk. We even get to talk about Mexico getting stranded in an elevator. We'll get to emails. We have all kinds of stuff. But why is tonight going to be special? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I'm here. What, Chris? What, Chris? You thought I had something different. You're so stupid. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And it is time to begin at the very, very beginning. Do we, as a country, not talking about you specifically or me, do we as a country actually want to solve the problem? And maybe I should make this about you or me. Do you want to actually hear and implement solutions to problems? Now, right away, I know what you're already doing. Same thing, honestly, I'm doing to my own question. You're saying, well, yeah. Yes, we got to fix this nation. Okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the border. This is a universal thing. Who on the right doesn't want to secure the border? Now, there are some people who are a little bit more squishy about the whole thing. Oh, I want a comprehensive immigration reform. You'll hear that word a lot. And there are people like me who are flat out border hawks who hear the Dems say things like, he wants a moat on the border. And I say, actually, that sounds terrific. Yes, I do want a moat on the border. So wherever you fall, though, you want to secure the border. Do you understand what that actually looks like? What actually having a secure border looks like? You see, I remember when Donald Trump was president. And I remember when Donald Trump began to crack down on child trafficking by separating the children from the adults. And remember, this is not political what I'm saying. This is a fact. If you don't believe me, go talk to anyone on Border Patrol. I know a bunch of guys on Border Patrol. I have a bunch of buddies there. It is a fact. Children are trafficked across the border, not just to be used in horrible ways. They're trafficked because when you show up as a Air Fingers quote family, you get let in lots of the time. So parents will quite literally rent out their kids for some scumbag to take them across the border. Oh, this is little Pedro. I'm his dad. They do this all the time. This is common knowledge. This is something that happens. And so a no-brainer thing, and I mean a no-brainer basic thing, is separate all children from their parents at the border so we can really figure out who's a mom, who's a dad, who's a kid, and who's a big fat faker trying to scam their way into the country. That is what I just said to you should not be left, right, Republican, Democrat. That's a basic reality of life. And you know what I remember? Forget about the communists. I remember more than half of the Republican Party, maybe you personally said, oh, I don't like taking kids away from their moms. So let me ask you again, do you want to secure the border? Do you remember that picture from Bill Clinton's presidency? Practically sunk his approval numbers. You remember the picture? In case you don't, we'll go ahead and put it up online. There's a picture in Bill Clinton's presidency of some armed Americans, law enforcement storming in, and there's a kid crying, and they're getting ready to arrest and deport an illegal immigrant family. Okay, well, deporting illegal immigrants is kind of a base thing for every country in the history of the world. You find people who came there illegally, and you want to deport them. And yet, outrage from not just the left, the right as well, that a law enforcement officer would dare apprehend this adorable mother and child and have them deported. Do you want law enforcement officers, ICE officers, kicking in the doors of families and rounding them up and taking them to the border where they'll be deported? If you don't want that, if you think that's a step too far, then you don't believe in border security. You like the word. You. It sounds good to you to like the word. Eric Adams, there's a headline right here. It's another great example. Crime. As Adams toughens on crime, obviously New York Mayor Eric Adams, some fear a return to 90s era policing. Okay? You want crime to stop wherever you are. If you're in a crime-ridden place right now, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, you want that criminal element cleaned up. There's some shady characters out front. I don't want to be afraid walking to my truck. I don't want to be afraid at the grocery store. I don't want to be afraid as I go to the subway, take a walk in the park. I don't want to be afraid anymore. I want someone who's tough on crime. Okay, good, good, good for you. That sounds good. Makes you sound good, right? Makes you sound like you want something cleaned up. Do you want police officers to stop guys who haven't committed crimes yet? That make you uncomfortable? Well, no. I mean, we got to wait until they commit crimes. You understand proactive policing, allowing police officers to go out, grab the guys they know to be criminals. Remember, the cops know who the criminals are in any given area. All cops do. You talk about cops. Why do you think they solve so many crimes? In any given area, they're not all criminals. There's like five on a block. They know who they are. They know the type of crimes they commit. So if that type of crime is committed in that area, they go knock on the door. They know exactly which door to knock on. Oh, well, that was Larry. We all know it. So, again, do you believe cops should be tough on crime? You bet I do. Let's clean the streets up. Okay. Should the cops knock on your door before you commit a crime? Maybe even have you come down to the police precinct. Oh, does that make you uncomfortable? Then you're not tough on crime. You want to be tough on crime. Sounds like you're tough on crime. You're not tough on crime. I mean, look, bringing up Eric Adams, all these New Yorkers. This crime is out of control. I've got a headline here. Woman, 23 years old, sexually assaulted at a Brooklyn subway station. This has got to stop. I want crime to stop. Okay, let's let the cops lock up the bad guys and throw away the key, and let's let them go talk to guys who haven't even committed crimes and interrogate them. What? Whoa, that's a violation of civil rights. Then you're not tough on crime. You want to be. Look, let's keep it going. Spending. Inflation. You mad about inflation? You get mad about spending? Stuff like this?
Compared to 2020, we're reducing the size of the deficit relative to our economy by almost two-thirds, reducing inflationary pressures, and making real headway cleaning up the fiscal mess I inherited. After my predecessor's fiscal mismanagement, we were reducing the Trump deficits and returning our fiscal house to order.
That was him after he proposed, I'm not making this up, a $5.8 trillion budget. You know what this budget spends over 10 years? $72 trillion. Now, that number is so big, the human mind can't comprehend it. Well, yours can't, and Chris's can't. Mine obviously can. What, Chris? No, seriously, we can't process these numbers. So you hear things like this, and what do you think? We got to cut spending. That's it. We've got to cut spending. This spending is out of control. We're spending so much money. We're causing this inflation. We're destroying the value of the dollar. And you're right about all that. Okay. Are you on Social Security? Do you use Medicare? Are you a supporter of the United States military? Now, this is conservative talk radio. Undoubtedly, you answered yes to at least one of those, if not all three of those. No question about it. I realize we have a much younger audience here, but we have tons of older folks who listen to the show. Now, it's not that I believe somebody should take away the Social Security check you have coming in because you paid into it your whole life, but have you ever seen a pie chart of the U.S. budget? Ever looked at one of those? You have any idea what that pie chart looks like. If you take out the military, Social Security, and Medicare, it looks like that little sliver of pie your mom gave you when you were 6 years old and wanted a big piece. That's what it looks like. Do we actually want the changes we say we want? Or do we just like saying it? Do we just like how it looks? Oh, I'm not near finished on this. And look, hey, on nights like this, these are good nights to have a look in the mirror. I have to do this all the time. I have to do this myself. Do we actually want things to get better? Or do we say we want things to get better? We have a great show for you tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, you know you spend a third of your life in bed. One third. I have always found that to be amazing when you sit down and think about that. What? That can't be right, but it's true. So when I see these people who shortchange themselves on the quality of their bedding, pillows, mattresses, sheets, blankets, it blows me away. It just doesn't make sense. One third of your life, that should be a priority. Where did you get your sheets? Are they MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets? I mean, there are no more excuses. Everybody knows by now the Giza Dream Sheets are just these ultra soft, breathable sheets. They're just glorious. But right now they're their lowest price ever. 60% off. 60. You can get them as low as $39.99. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and you get them 60% off. I always tell you to buy two sets. Now's the time to buy two sets. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
You see them wearing their baggies. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're having a look in the mirror tonight. And look, what's better than me looking in the mirror? Chris, what? What? It is. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, everything is welcome. We say we want things. Do we really want them? I mean, look, I want to lose weight. You ever said that to yourself? I have. That's it, man. I'll tell you what, I'm getting a little soggy around the middle. I got to lose some weight. Hey, who wants a meat lover's pizza for dinner? Do you want to lose weight? I mean, you want it to happen, but you don't want to actually do it. We got to stop this spending. Okay, well, the military, Social Security, and Medicare takes up basically the whole bubble. Don't touch that stuff. I want to be tough on crime. There's too much crime. Whoa, we can't have the cops cracking down on people. Do we actually want something different? I mean, I'm looking at a headline here, and just, wow. You know what the headline is? It's about Joe Biden's budget. $5.8 trillion. It's about Joe Biden's budget. And everyone across the country on the right today is upset about it because they're upset about spending and they're upset about inflation. And look, we're all getting punished right now at the grocery store and everywhere else. Every one of us. We all want this spending to stop. Stop wasting our dollars. Okay? Let me ask you something. You don't have to answer me, right? I'm not your dad. You don't owe me any explanation for anything. Let me ask you something. When we were passing trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill from 2016 to 2020, what did you say? Were you outraged? Did you express your displeasure publicly? Did you let your congressman, senator know? Did you let Trump know? Did you get upset? Or did you say, well, I mean, it's what we've got to do? So you're not upset about spending. You're upset about Democrat spending. Because we understand the game. Right? We all understand what we're up against here. We are up against communists who will use wealth envy, really all kinds of envy, to burn down the United States of America.
For most Americans, the last few years were very hard, stretching them to the breaking point. But billionaires and large corporations got richer than ever. Right now.
Okay, let's pause here just a moment. because I'm not going to let him get away with this, and I'm not going to let all these revisionist historians get away with this. Yes, billionaires and big businesses, they cleaned up in the last couple years. Why did they do that? How did they clean up? COVID restrictions. All your COVID restrictions, they slaughtered the small mom and pop shop, the local hardware store, that little boutique, the local diner. Family owned, been in the family for 30 years. They can't just close the doors and say, well, social distancing, it's for the public health. They can't do that. They're gone now. Guess who can do that? These major restaurant corporations, these umbrella corporations who buy up all the restaurants, they can withstand punishment like that because, frankly, getting rid of their small business competition is beneficial to them in the long run. No, the local shop can't withstand getting shut down for a month. Amazon can. Who were the worst people about COVID restrictions? Democrats. They did that. When you talk about millionaires and billionaires getting richer and big businesses getting bigger, Democrats did that. It's a direct result of shutting down the economy and quarantining a bunch of freaking healthy people. Anyway, start again.
For most Americans, the last few years were very hard, stretching them to the breaking point. But billionaires and large corporations got richer than ever. Right now, billionaires pay an average rate of 8% on their total income. 8%, that's the average they pay. Now, I'm a capitalist, but if you can make $1 billion, great. Just pay your fair share, pay a little bit. A firefighter and a teacher pay more than double the tax rate that a billionaire pays. That's not right.
Okay, again, none of that's true, but that doesn't matter. Remember why we have what we have in this country. And remember, do we want that to change? Do we want, I mean, we look at the politicians, you do and I do, we look at these politicians from president to all the way down to your school board, and we look at these people and we're horrified. We're horrified when we hear about teachers like this. This is somebody, this is courtesy of Libs of TikTok. This is a teacher. She teaches children.
I just want to go ahead and state that I would rather lose my job than out one of my students to their families. Being a safe person in a safe place for kids that don't have that at home is one of the best parts of being a teacher. I'm not doing it. I don't know.
One of the best parts of being the teacher for her is getting students to come out as gay or transgender and not telling parents about it. She just said it. So what do you want done about it? You say you don't like that. Okay, I agree. I don't like it either. I think that's disgusting and it's wrong. You don't like it and I don't like it. Are you ready to have that teacher fired? Are you ready to have teachers who say things like that go down and sign up for the sex offender registry so they're not allowed within 500 meters of children? Because that's the only way you're going to run this out of society. You understand that to take care of the problems we have, we are going to have to do things that make you uncomfortable and me uncomfortable. And my question is, do we actually want them? Do we want to clean up the streets? Gonna have to get tougher on crime in an ugly way. That means watching people occasionally get slammed to the pavement by the cops. You uncomfortable with that? And make you uncomfortable? You want to secure the border? You're gonna have to have officers kicking in the doors of families. That's father, mother, 95 children. Throw them all in the back of the truck and deport them all. Are you comfortable with that? If the answer is no, you don't want to secure the border. You want to take care of inflation, get spending under control? Are you ready for reforms to Social Security, Medicare, the military? No? Then you don't care about inflation or spending. You don't. Do you want this LGBTQ filth to stop being pushed on kids? Well, are you ready to have teachers fired en masse? If you're not, then you don't actually care. You see what I mean? Look, I have to ask myself these hard questions too. What do we actually want? I'm not quite done on this. Hang on. I want to get trapped on an elevator. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll explain in a second. Now, hear me out, Chris. Hang on. There's a headline right here. High-rise hell. New York City skyscrapers, elevator breakdowns, strand tenants. Here's the thing. Now, hear me out on this before I get back to all the other do we want change stuff. You have to test yourself. Right? Every day, you have to test yourself. Like today, I find out I'm pretty much a hero. Why? I had a teeth cleaning today with the dentist. And nobody enjoys the dentist. I don't have some fear of the dentist. I realize like some people do, but no one enjoys it. No one's excited about it. But I sit down, get my teeth cleaned up from the dentist, and as they're sitting there doing the see, I do my own sound effects for the show. As they're doing the thing in my mouth, I've done this thing since I was a kid. I pretend like I'm a secret agent, and I've been captured by the... What, Chris? I've been captured by the communists, and I'm sitting there, and they're trying to get information out of me, and I just have to resist. And once again, today, didn't give up a single thing in the dentist office. Not to brag, Chris! So, back to the elevator thing. Here's a question. Let's say you get trapped in an elevator. High. You're really high. Let's call it 20 floors, right? You're high. You're way up there. I mean, Snoop Dogg high. How long till you're trapped in the elevator with no communication? Let's say your cell phone dies. There's no one else in there. You're pressing the little elevator call button, which I always suspect those things don't actually call anybody, but you're pressing the elevator call button. It doesn't work. How long are you in there before you try to climb out? How long do you last? I'm curious how long I last. I got to be honest. If I'm there for an hour or two with no communication, don't shake your head, Chris. It's going to be right up to the point where I have to use the bathroom. Because I'm not going in the elevator and then standing in it. You don't try to climb out immediately, Chris. I just said it's 20 floors. They're probably going to fix the elevator. They're actually very safe. Should be noted as a quick side note. I have no idea why we're talking about this right now. As a quick side note, elevator mechanic, not the easiest field to get into. You know, elevator mechanics make six figures. Kids, you don't have to go to college. You have so many options out there for jobs that pay stupid amounts of money right now. But all right, I'm setting that aside. Chris says right away because he's a psychopath. I say 3-4 hours. Michael, what say you? 5 minutes? Yeah, what is wrong with you two? You understand you're going to have to Mission Impossible your way up the elevator shaft or down the elevator shaft one way. No, Chris, you can't just unlock the door. People don't know how to do that. Not in my fake scenario. You know what? We're moving on, Chris. Moving on. So speaking of, I would go up the elevator shaft. I think Chris thinks he would just go directly across the elevator shaft. Michael, go down the shaft. Speaking of which, here's the vice president.
We've been, understanding that it is a real issue. What we have done is we've actually released some of the reserve, the petroleum reserve, to bring down the cost of gas prices. And we are also dealing with the cost of gas is just part of the issue of the cost of living, right?
And I brought that up because I have to bring this up. And I'm going to go back to what we were talking about in a minute. Sorry, I get distracted. My buddy Tom Elliott, he runs this website called Grabian, where they put together all these great montages, and they put together this one today of Dome and Man. This is as good as it gets.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
We must together, work together, to see where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen.
To see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
What does that even mean? All right, that's what we were talking about. But look, this Florida bill is a great example of Are you ready to do things that make you uncomfortable in order to win? I know we want to win. Everyone says they want to win. I want to stop the communists. I'm going to stop the filth that's being pushed on this society. I want to do this. I want to do that. And look, credit to Heavy D in Florida. He's not backing off.
And so we will continue to recognize that in the state of Florida, parents have a fundamental role in the education, health care, and well-being of their children. We will not move from that. I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
Okay, applause to him, and that's the way it should be done. And let's be frank about something here. That Florida bill may be outstanding. I'm sure you want that for your kids in their school, in your school district. But let's be honest. Let's have a frank talk. That Florida bill, it's very benign, and that Florida bill didn't go near far enough. Not near far enough. You want to hear the teachers' reactions to these bills? Here's another teacher. I just played you one earlier. Here's another teacher. Let me ask you something. Does a benign bill like that one, does it do enough to stop people like this?
Yeah, it's twofold. It really hits hard in my heart professionally and personally both. Professionally, it...
Just want to let you know real quick before I continue, this is a kindergarten teacher. Remember, six-year-olds. 5- and 6-year-olds. That's who this person teaches. 5- and 6-year-olds. Now pay attention and ask yourself what we should do to keep this person away from kids.
It truly makes me feel like I am not trusted as a professional. I know my kindergarten standards through and through, and nowhere in our curriculum does it have anything about teaching sexual orientation or sexual identity. So for them to say that's happening, it's kind of crazy. We should be able to have discussions, and that's what we're encouraged to do in kindergarten. And then personally, because my kids do have questions. They want to know who my partner is in pictures outside of my classroom, and I should be able to speak to that.
I have a child.
Why can't he talk about his partner in the classroom? Why can't he have, what did he say? What was that word he just used? Discussions. He just wants to have discussions with your six-year-old. What kind of discussions do you think these people want to have with your kindergartner? And more pointedly, what do you think should be done to keep people like this away from children? Not silenced, not a little reserved. What should be done to keep these people away from children?
I just want to go ahead and state that I would rather lose my job than out one of my students to their families. Being a safe person in a safe place for kids that don't have that at home is one of the best parts of being a teacher. I'm not doing it. I don't know. Fire me, sue me, take me to jail. I'm not doing it.
I'd like to take you to jail option. Why don't we pick with that option? Does that make you uncomfortable? I'm sorry, if you're a teacher who believes you need to talk constantly about sexual orientation with six-year-olds and hide that discussion away from their parents, you don't need to be fired. You need to almost undoubtedly be arrested with a psychological evaluation to see if you're some kind of pedophile. Does that make you uncomfortable? If it does, then maybe you should ask yourself whether you're serious about stopping this filth. Because we must get more aggressive in this country. All right. Speaking of aggressive, we work in a studio here with all dudes. There are no women here. And as such, the body odor can get fairly aggressive around here, especially with Michael and Chris. It's just terrible. We had to get some Eden Pure thunderstorms in the office, especially after Michael was caught walking around without shoes on. But in all seriousness, the thing... it eliminates odors from the air. I know it's pollen season. I know it's allergy season. So look, that's enough of a reason to go get yourself a 3-pack. But it really does take all odors out of the air. Doesn't matter what they are. Good ones, bad ones. Your air will smell clean at all times. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. And what you'll see there is a 3-pack for sale for under $200. EdenPureDeals.com. But you have to use the code word Jesse. EdenPureDeals.com. Code Jesse saves you $200. That's $200 off. Go enjoy an odor-free office, home. Maybe take care of those allergies too.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. No promises, but I actually might end up taking some phone calls later on in the show. It's been about a week. I'm not taking them yet. Don't bother calling, but I might. We'll have to see how I feel. But it is the Jesse Kelly Show. We have to talk about AOC here in just a second because it's going to be right along our theme of how committed are we to actually winning here. Let's get to a couple emails first. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, all are welcome. This one says, hey, stud muffin. My wife and I, along with some other ticked off, ticked off parents in my town, got a woke book of short stories with a list of profanities in it removed. Along with that, my wife and I are running for town meeting. We joined an underground conservative group that has the goal to take back our town, and there's a lot of us. That is putting where your money where your mouth is right there. That is actually caring enough to do something about it. People ask all the time, what can I do? What can I do? But then you mention run for school board, run for city council, board of supervisors, something like that. And immediately what you get, and I understand a lot of this comes from lack of confidence, and people say, well, I can't. I'm just a blank. There's always a just a fill in the blank. I'm just a dad. I'm just a mom. I'm just a construction worker, a truck driver. I'm just a lawyer. I'm just a... No, you're the one who knows what's right. The scumbag communists who don't know what's right, they're the ones who run for office. We need you to run for office. And we need you, when you get into office, to be more aggressive. Headline, AOC. The Bronx's very own AOC becomes the fifth House Democrat to call on Clarence Thomas to resign or be impeached over his wife's January 6th texts. In case you haven't been following this, Clarence Thomas is, well, the greatest living American, in my opinion, or the good Supreme Court justice. I realize there's one, maybe two others, but Clarence Thomas is the one we all actually like. His wife is Ginny Thomas. Well, she's not on the Supreme Court. And just like her husband, she cares very deeply about the future of the United States of America. So, of course, the January 6th committee, they get a hold of some text messages. These scumbags release these texts publicly, which is just crazy to me. And now they're calling for Clarence Thomas to resign. But let's set all that aside for a moment. Let me ask you something. Again, you want to defeat these people. You want to win. You want to stop communism. You're an anti-communist. I'm an anti-communist. If I was to ask you right now, what do you want in a Supreme Court justice? What would your answer be? Would you say something like, I just want someone who interprets the law. I want somebody who will follow the Constitution. Is that what your answer would be? It's a standard answer on the right. Not pointing fingers. I've answered that question 100 times myself. Okay, pause right there for a second. Let's go to AOC. Let's go on down to the Bronx and check in with the Bronx's very own communist, AOC. If you were to hook AOC up to a lie detector test, just you're going to give her truth serum. Forget about the lie detector test. You give her that little serum that they inject in people, forces people to tell them the truth. And you were to tie her down and inject her with that and ask her, AOC, what do you want in a Supreme Court justice? What would AOC say to you without hesitation? She would say, I want a full-blown communist who will destroy my enemies for me and uphold every single disgusting communist policy I want that will help wreck the country. That's what she would say. But if I were to tie you down and give you that truth serum, would you tell me, I want someone to follow the Constitution? If that's what you would say, well, then now you know why we're losing. I don't want a Supreme Court justice who will follow the Constitution. I want an activist. I want an anti-communist. I want someone who wakes up every single morning and he eats and breathes, destroying communism in this country, purging it like the virus it is from our shores until they all run away screaming to another place so they can stop wrecking this country. I want someone who will manipulate every single law and every single case to my will, the same way the communists do to their will. The difference is I don't lie about it. I want someone who will fight for me, not someone who follows the rules, not someone who's nice about it. I want somebody who will carve through the communists in this country like a blowtorch through butter. That's what I want. And I will say this again. If you don't want that, do you want to win? Are you committed to winning? Or are you committed to doing just as much as you can possibly do while still looking nice while you do it? And this is what we've fallen into time and time again on the right. This is why we have failed time and time again on the right to contain the communist menace in this country. Because they're out for blood. They're out for everything. They want it all. They want to wreck everything you care about, and they are committed to wrecking everything you care about. Religiously committed. Remember, communism is a religion of domination and destruction. It is. You cannot think about it like politics to them. It is not. This is every part of their world. I've actually been doing a bunch of reading on Che Guevara recently. You know, that scumbag loser that all the communist kids walk around wearing his t-shirt because they think he was some kind of poet or something. Really, he was a murderous psychopath who volunteered to shoot people in the head. But I was reading this about Che, and I'll say this for the guy. He's a world-class piece of trash, and he's right where he belongs right now. But Che was committed. When he was done with his communist revolution in Cuba, yeah, they kicked him out, but Che spent the rest of his life going to everywhere from Africa to South America trying to spark new revolutions because Che, he believed in his religion of destruction all the way. And in the end, it took somebody who believed in stopping that just as much as he believed in doing that to put a stop to him. Do you believe in actually stopping the communists in this country, or do you believe in fighting as nicely as humanly possible and losing the right way? Do I believe it? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. And we're going to keep that up. We might take some phone calls here. We're going to get to some emails next. Hang on. We all want to change the world.
This is an iHeart podcast.